America is at war. Globalists and leftists have taken over the highest levels of our state and federal government, our state houses, Congress, Supreme Court, and even the highest office of the land. They are indoctrinating our children, corrupting our morals, dividing our people, and attempting to eradicate God. But the weapon they cannot withstand is a people united under God and armed with the truth. Now join Pastor Steve Taylor, Director of Christian Rights Ministries and President of the Alliance Legal Group, for another episode of the Faith and Freedom Network.
Good afternoon, Hampton Roads. Steve Taylor here, and we welcome you. Colleen, how are you doing this afternoon?
Doing well. Glad to see you.
It's good seeing you, too. And it's great being on the air, talking to each one of you. Colleen, could you please let folks know the way that we can speak to them and they can speak to us?
For sure. Now, this is a live call-in show, so you can call us right now at 488-5299, 757-488-5299. If you'd like to make a comment, ask a question, whatever you'd like to do to be part of the show. You can also chat online if you're on our Facebook page, the WPMH Lighthouse Facebook page. You can chat there. Hopefully I can get that for you and do that. And if you also want to know regarding our sponsor is Alliance Legal Group, and you can chat there. There's a chat box on debtfreeva.com. It's debtfreeva.com. And that message will get directly to Steve, eventually off the air, of course, when he has a chance to be able to get that. But if you'd like to chat there, find out more information about the services that they provide through their legal group, Alliance Legal Group, go to debtfreeva.com. Or phone lines are open right now, 488-5299.
And so we got a lot to talk about today, and that are in the midst of a lot of news right now as far as a lot of different areas. You know, one of the things we talk about on the Faith and Freedom Network is how to exercise your faith and to use that in such a way that that you can be free. You know, the last year has seen some pretty tremendous times that that most of us have never even imagined we would see. We've seen an election stolen. We've seen a pandemic that has been created by foreign actors, and or you know, we don't even know who it was created by, to be quite frank with you, but we know it was created. We've seen that virus that was created used to do all sorts of things, including taking away the liberties of Americans, shutting down a world that has never seen that kind of medical tyranny happen before. We've seen the United Nations and the WEF, the World Economic Forum, meet and plan to do the very things they're doing. We've seen that the evidence of that as they have met in Davos, Switzerland, prior to the pandemic occurring, that we've seen this plan laid itself out over the last year and a half to not only have a worldwide lockdown and a very clear pattern of tyranny be placed upon the world and its inhabitants, but very specifically a great reset, the great reset being applied to the world and to the United States, where we're losing our liberties, we're losing our freedoms, that our Constitution is being ignored, and we're in the midst of it. And so it's not understating that this is a remarkable time in the nation's history. You're living right through it, and we need our faith to get us through it. And so we're here on the air. We'd love to speak to you today. If you have a chance to call on in, then we would love to talk to you and get your thoughts on it. You are the reason that we're here. And so, Colin, we've got a lot to talk about today.
Well, what are you going to start us off with?
Well, you know, I think, you know, the very first thing I wanted to talk about is, you know, we've seen some things in the last week or so that has been unprecedented. And so, you know, I think what I want to first start off with is that none of this is by accident. You know, that when we saw Afghanistan fall and that United States, you know, I never thought in my lifetime I would see the United States unconditionally surrender to the Taliban, run with their tails between their legs, and do it in such a way that basically that we were a laughingstock to the entire world, leaving helicopters and equipment and bases,
guns and all kinds of behind. Stuff, weapons.
You know, that I've never, who would even think, and that a year before that, that we were in complete control and that we had, or at least seemingly control. And so, you know, everybody said, you know, Joe Biden is incompetent. That's what they said. And it certainly would be correct if that's all he was. But that what we need to recognize, what we need to recognize is that Joe Biden is not incompetent. He is doing exactly what he was hired to do, collapse America. And if you haven't started figuring that out yet, that he is not in control, there are people that are in control, that this was not an accident. You know, my dad used to tell me, bless his heart, and he's gone to the Lord, that whenever you see unusual things happen on a regular basis, or good things happen on a regular basis, you can bet that there's a cause behind it. And, you know, there's always a spiritual cause. You know, that as bad as the situation is and as in, you know, seemingly incompetent that Joe Biden is, the bottom line is that even the handlers that are handling him are controlled by an unseen hand. You know, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. There's wickedness and spiritual darkness that has invaded our land. So just to get some evidence about why I think that Joe Biden isn't incompetent, but rather doing what he's being told to do, just consider these things. First of all, there's no question that Joe Biden is in cognitive decline. You know, that he can't keep the sentences straight. He can't, remember things. He thinks he's someplace that he's not. But one thing that Joe Biden does know is who he works for. You know, and he doesn't work for the United States. He's not, just like we saw the other day when he was on primetime, and that he was having short patience with those that wouldn't be vaccinated. You know, we're not his employers. We know that. We've already figured that out. But there's somebody that does employ him, and he is a stooge for the global reset. And he's doing exactly what he was assigned to do by his superiors. And so that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to recognize that that the things that you're seeing make sense if they weren't just pure incompetence, just bad leadership, just Democrats not knowing what they're doing. And let me say this to you folks. You may be a Democrat. You know, that from a Republican or a Democrat, you know, that's not the issue. But let me say this to you. If you hired this person, if you put Joe Biden and Kamala Harris into power, that you need to really think about the consequences of not only what Joe Biden did in Afghanistan, but what you did in putting Joe Biden in. Now, that's being critical, but the reason I'm saying that is because we as Americans, we as Christians, need to take responsibility for where we're at today. And it's not by blaming somebody for having done something, but it is saying that going forward that we need to be on the same page. You know, Benjamin Franklin said that we either all hang together or that we will hang separately. We are at a point in time in our history that if we don't come together as a people and stop letting those that wish to divide us win, we will lose not only our freedom and those people that are very happy about the vaccinations and this and that and the other. So if you're a vaccinated person, you say those guys just need to get vaccinated, you need to consider your position. This division that's happening, that's being caused by this global elite, that's being promulgated by folks like the Democratic Party, wanting, Maher, what's his name, the comedian at night, he says, you know, he was watching the football game the other night. I don't watch, I defund the NFL as far as I'm concerned, but he was watching the football game and he saw the Black National Anthem and the National Anthem. And he was saying, what has happened to this country? You know, how can a nation have two anthems? You know, that's the whole purpose of this, is so that we can be divided. They know what they're doing. They're dividing us like we've never seen before. That's what he said. What's his name calling? Maher. Can't see his name.
Bill Maher from...
Bill Maher.
Political.
And he's a leftist, leftist scope. And he's saying... he said he's a leftist. He says, but these guys are beyond leftists. They're dividing America to destroy it. This is a divide and conquer strategy. That's what communists do. They always get a victim and they get an oppressor, and they create class struggle so that they can ultimately divide and conquer because everybody's fighting. That's what they're doing. So Joe Biden's job is to do the following things, and tell me whether or not he's done a good job. First of all, the global elites want to collapse the supply chain, the dollar, and ultimately the American economy. He's done that. You know, that with the fake pandemic, that the hyperinflation, they want to put another $3.5 trillion dollars into our budget for social welfare programs and things of that nature. Listen, there's two ways that you can tax the American people, or any people for that matter. One, you can take money away from them. I saw AOC wearing that thing, tax the rich. She's going to a $30,000 a person, you know, gala, without knowing how much the designer dress she was wearing. And she was saying tax the rich. Well, there's two ways you can tax people. One, you can say that you're taxing the rich. But the biggest way that you can tax people is by inflation. You take away their purchasing power, and then you give that to the government by allowing them to print money to buy the stuff they want to do. What you're actually doing is you're taking the money from everybody. We're going to be in a period of time of the greatest inflation that this country has already seen in the last 20 years. But who knows where it's going to go? It's going to get much worse. But that's the type of tax. They're destroying the economy. He's doing it because his superiors are telling him to do it. And ultimately, America is going to have an unprecedented fall, the likes that this country and this world has never seen. And as America goes, so does the world. And we're on the brink of that. Most economists are saying, listen, by the end of this year, by November, December, we're going to have a collapse. Stock market collapse, cryptocurrency collapse, inflation like you haven't seen it. So prepare for that. You know, part of what we do with Alliance Legal Group, if you do want to see us, is that bankruptcies are starting to get very, very popular. You know, that they stopped giving away the free money in the beginning of this month. The federal extra unemployment. And all of a sudden people say, you know, that was $2,400 more I was making that I was, and I'm not making anymore. And of course, the bills have run up, the mortgage payments have run up. Come October 1, theoretically, the moratorium on filing bankruptcies, moratorium on filing foreclosures will stop, and people will be 10 months, 12 months, 15 months behind on their mortgage payments. So we're going to see a perfect storm brewed up by Joe Biden and crew. And I say by Joe Biden and crew, he's the puppet, they're the puppet masters. If you saw a little little sock puppet and they go, blah, 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 that's Joe Biden. That's all he is, a little sock puppet. You know, tell him, but he doesn't even do a good job saying what he says. But that's the first thing. But the second thing that Joe Biden's been hired by, put into office, the election's been stolen, was to collapse the American military and embolden enemy forces. Nobody could have done a better job than Joe Biden. I mean, you might call him incompetent, but there's nobody that could have, military leaders, I mean, you know, they said they couldn't believe that you would pull your military out and abandon your base with the people in there and then say good luck to the people that are left in there. That was a designed disaster to begin the collapse of the American military, to discredit the American military, to dishearten the armed forces, and embolden enemies America's enemies. And it's doing a great job. That's his job. You know, the Great Reset includes America being one of many nations. Just like Obama had said, that we're not, there's no American, not supremacy, but I can't say that you, what is the word that we say, the American, not superiority, but American greatness? You know, that he said, we're just one of many nations. We're just like, you know, any other third world country. Well, that's what they want us. That's what they want to say with America. That's why they want to say the Great Reset's Clause and Gates, but that by 2030, that we would just be one of many nations, not the American superpower, the excellence that we once had, but just one of many nations. So that's the second thing. That's the second thing that Joe Biden and crew was hired for. The third thing was to collapse the American healthcare system. Well, that's happened. You know, the more that we push Medicaid, the more that we push socialized medicine, what's his name? The communist that said that this is how you turn socialism into communism. I can't say his name, but one of the main, I can't say his name, but that control the healthcare of the people. You control the healthcare, you control the people. What else did Joe do a really good job so far of doing? Well, he collapsed the American border. You know, that there were, you know, listen, they're voting today. They're voting today in California. Larry Elder is supposed to be the presumptive. I mean, everybody, if you take a look at it, but just like Trump, looks like he's going to win, no problem. But can you imagine even thinking that's remotely possible with the Democrats in charge of the voting machines? Let me say, if Larry Elder wins, which, I mean, you know, that it looks like he's way ahead in the polls, that'd be absolutely fantastic. But more than likely, you're going to come up tomorrow saying that, what's his name, the governor?
Governor Newsom.
Newsom. He pulled off a miracle. They don't know how they did it, but all of a sudden, the 12th hour, you know, that all of a sudden he got all the votes that he needed. People were showing up today to the polls to vote, and over and over and over again, they were told that they had already voted. Did you hear about that?
I was just listening to Jay Sekulow before this program, and there was a lady who said that she she had to use her mail-in ballot instead of voting in person, something about the touch screens or something like that. So I just heard a small clip there of what they were saying. And
it's happening over and over again. They've already voted. They show up to the polls. They already voted. They didn't vote. Well, they did vote, but not they didn't vote. I mean, somebody cast their vote for them.
There are definitely some questions regarding those ballots for sure.
And if we have as much, you know, election integrity as we had in the United States, you know, it doesn't look good. And so Biden's well on his way to accomplishing all the tasks laid out by his handlers. He works for the puppets that have the goals and the values of the World Economic Forum. You know, that the World Economic Forum has the interest of the global elite, the global corporations, United Nations. That we saw Joe Biden the other day when he was, you know, putting out his global or his, you know, two things he said. One, in the meeting, he said that we're going to, you know, he's run out of patience with the vaccinated, and he was going, you know, it wasn't going to be anymore. And then 80 million people, 80 million Americans, he was going to mandate edict without congressional approval. Everybody's saying that's unconstitutional. And he was going to run over any governments, any governors that would try to, who does he think he's talking to? You know, this guy is a dictator tyrant. That's all there is to be said about it. He's a dictator tyrant. You know, that we put on our, in the event, in the course of human events, it becomes necessary, and then we put, you know, no vaccine mandates on our sign. We're going to put the hashtag, hashtag do not comply. You know, this is a point of liberty that the vaccinated and the unvaccinated need to stand together on. This is clearly unconstitutional, that these mandates and anybody that tries to resist, he's got no patience with.
I certainly enjoy seeing some of the things on social media where it does say, you know, yeah, regardless of vaccination status or where somebody falls on that particular, you know, issue, that a lot of people on both sides are saying, you know, it doesn't matter that status. It matters, you know, that nobody should be forcing people into something, you know, as far as their healthcare is concerned or their particular situation is concerned. So I like to see that, but the problem is not as many people are going to stand up for that on either side, either people who are for those mandates or against those.
Well, again, if you have a chance to call in, listen, I'm pretty upset about what's going on. You should be upset about what's going on. And that we need to get, so call in. The number is 488. What's the number?
488-5299. 488-5299.
Listen, if you don't know about the WEF, the World Economic Forum, if you don't know the name Klaus Schwab, you need to learn who he is. Do you know who Klaus Schwab is?
No, so you need to educate me as well.
You need to know who Klaus Schwab is. He's the one of the architects of the Great Reset. He's one of the founders with Bill Gates of the World Economic Forum. And, you know, they all sing the praises of this Great Reset. You know, you've heard the term Build Back Better. You've probably heard that a million times. That is the slogan of the Great Reset, of the New World Order. It's the same thing. The New World Order, the Great Reset, Build Back Better. Well, guess what? In order to build back better, guess what you got to do first? You got to tear down. That's what Joe Biden's been hired to do, to destroy America. That's how you build back better. When you hear build back better, ask yourself, what was destroyed? They're destroying America. And so, you know, that's a phrase that Biden just loves. He just loves saying build back better. You just listen to it. It says it over and over and over again. And so the Great Reset is just another name for the New World Order. That's the direction this country's going. That's where that they would like us to be soon. These manufactured crises are the tool that they use. This pandemic, and that what they want is a global vaccine passport. We've talked about it over and over again. That Canada already has in place the vaccine passport. And listen, coming up this week, Joe Biden said that at the UN meeting that's scheduled, that he's got plans to partner with and help vaccinate the world. That's what he said. And you know, one of the things that happened last week was this world vaccination passport, this ID that the UN is putting out on how to do it for each country. And he's going to support that. That means very, very soon, coming to your wallet or your cell phone or your neighborhood, is going to be a world ID passport that you're supposed to carry around, because Joe Biden thinks you're supposed to do that. So you can be a world citizen, and that you can be fully vaccinated if you want to travel. Not just travel abroad, but travel from here to the store. That's the plan. And so listen to what's going on in the UN this week. That there's going to be some big news happen. He's going to be about, getting America more involved in the UN and the UN more involved in America. And so I don't know if there's a faster way to deconstruct a nation than what Joe Biden's doing, but he's trying it. The reason he's doing this vaccine mandate, one of the reasons, is so as many people can get fired or quit that he can possibly think of, put people at division with their employers, and create mass chaos. You know, so don't think that Joe Biden's incompetent or he doesn't know what he's doing. They know exactly what they're doing, and Joe Biden's doing it for them. That's what's going on. And the sooner we recognize that and we start coming together, and just like Bill Maher saying, stop segregating us. We're in this together. Black, white, brown, you know, we're freedom-loving Americans. We've got a history of rebelling against tyrants. Never before has America been under this sort of assault, not from Joe Biden, but from his handlers, from those that stole the election. So, you know, that's what's going on. We need to start recognizing that. We need to start recognizing that from a Christian perspective. We need to start recognizing that from an American perspective. And that when we see this vaccine mandate that he did, let me tell you one thing it did. That according to reports, at least 27 highly trained Air Force pilots have resigned since August 27th out of frustration with Biden's forced vaccination program. These are highly trained military folks. One of the guys that was on the video that I saw, says that, you know, Taiwan needs to be in needs to be afraid because these guys flying these top of the line aircraft, those are the folks that are quitting. He knows that. He knows people are going to be quitting jobs. They're not going to take, you know, this mRNA gene therapy. These F-22 Raptor fighter pilots walked off the job, as well as the crew members for B-52 bombers. And they said, you know, Biden knows exactly what he's doing. So with all that being said, with all that going on, I just, you know, we need to pray for America. We need to keep each other in prayer. We're down to 3 or 4 minutes. I'm going to start trying to land this plane. Do you have any thoughts?
No, you just mentioned what I was saying. I think we need to pray for our country and to pray for the people who are in those situations, and certainly, you know, for how this is going to trickle down and affect us all. It's, you know, you have to realize that it is, no matter what, you know, whether you're being asked to, you know, leave a job or if you're, you know, you mentioned about the inflation, it all affects us regardless. So, as Christians, we need to be praying for our country and for our neighbors and for, you know, our church leaders and political leaders.
Yeah. And, you know, that, be on the lookout for deception. You know, Jesus told us that in the end times, do not be deceived, as the first thing that he told the disciples of the signs of his return. You know, he told us everything in Matthew 24, but before he even started, he says, let no one deceive you. And that's what's going on. We have a great deception going on listen to what people are saying. When they tell you that we're all in this, we're not all in this. That's a socialist mantra to say, listen, let's give up our individual liberties so that the government can take care of us. You know, listen to what people are saying. Don't just agree to it. Do not comply with unconstitutional and unconscionable mandates. That's about all we have. We only have about a minute or two left. We welcome you to call in. We had some great folks call us this week. One indicated that they might support us financially, as far as going to an hour program. We'd love to extend this to an hour program. If that's something that you would consider, please call in. Let Colleen or myself know. The 488-5219, is that the correct number?
5299,
4889. 5299, excuse me. Or you can go to our website and go to www.debtfreeva.com. Got a chat box. Leave me a message. Give me some encouragement. Let us know that you appreciate our conversation online. We do this because we want you to be free, and that we would love for you to participate in this conversation, in this program. That's all we have today. Colleen, thank you again for doing a great job as on hosting this. Thank you for listening. Hampton Roads, God bless you. Until we talk again next Thursday at 12:30, God bless and take care.
You have been listening to the Faith and Freedom Network, sponsored by Steve Taylor and the Alliance Legal Group, Hampton Roads' hometown attorney for more than 30 years. For more information, you can contact them at debtfreeva.com. That's debtfreeva.com. And tune in every Tuesday and Thursday right here on the Lighthouse for Faith and Freedom Network.